welcome to the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, an audio resource that encourages biblical thinking for biblical living as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. And now, here's your host, Pastor Thomas Overmiller.
Welcome to episode 160 of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. This is Pastor Thomas Overmiller, and this episode continues a close look that we're taking at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and the opening verses. You may easily lose heart in reaching out to non-believers with the gospel. Sometimes this happens because non-believers respond to you in disappointing ways, rejecting your heartfelt overtures or responding to your biblical input in an aggressive manner. When this happens, believers may choose to shift towards shrewd or clever methods, adjusting and changing their message so that it appeals to their unbelieving audience and diminishes their own personal hardships. Despite some serious blowback and suffering of his own, Paul refused to do this, and you'll see this refusal in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. He doubled down on his commitment to teach the truth as clearly and understandably as possible, regardless of the response that he received. He said, "Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." Despite some serious blowbacks, Paul determined to continue ministering the gospel without compromise. To support this choice, he highlights for us the underlying reason why non-believers reject the gospel, and this is a very important thing to understand. They, in the world, reject the clearest, most understandable gospel presentations, even from a man like the Apostle Paul. And they do this because they are spiritually blind. Paul says, "But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." About this blunt reality, a man named Charles Hodge said this, "The reason or cause of this fact was not to be sought either in the nature of the gospel or in the mode of its exhibition, but in the state and character of those who rejected it. The sun does not cease to be sun, although the blind do not see it." People did not reject or repudiate the gospel because Paul had somehow failed to communicate in an effective way. Said in another way, their poor or negative response to his gospel ministry did not discredit his ministry or show in any way that he was not doing a good job. As Paul explains, a clear and accurate gospel presentation continues to be covered or veiled from the view of non-believers or the hearing of it to those who hear it. This happens because non-believers find the good news of salvation offensive rather than appealing, even as they are being destroyed in the process. To receive this message, they must acknowledge their sin, reject their personal attempts at being righteous, and embrace the one true God on His terms, not their own. What's more, the suffering and marginalization that Christians experience add to the reasons why non-believers tend to back away from Christ rather than step forward to Him. They want a God who guarantees materialistic comfort, worldly success, less suffering, not more. As one commentator explains, they want something for nothing, and such an attitude makes them easy prey for the unscrupulous peddler who panders to their selfish aspirations. Just as he did to Adam and Eve in the beginning, when he pulled mankind away from God, Satan, whom Paul here calls the God of this age, appeals to these base desires. In doing so, he blinds non-believers to the good news of Jesus so successfully that they reject it even when, and especially when, they hear it in a clear and accurate way. Knowing this should encourage you to resist the temptation to change the way that you share the gospel with people. If you're going to change the way you witness, then you should do so only in a way that makes it more clear, more understandable, and more accurate, in line with the truth of God and in a Christ-like way. But you should not seek to make it more appealing to a non-believer, because a non-believer wants to hear the wrong things anyway. The salad dressing industry makes profits from our desire to sweeten up our greens, even though the greens are perfectly healthy, and in fact more healthy, without their dressings. But the gospel needs no such sweetening. Unbelievers do not receive the gospel because a believer like you or the Apostle Paul convinced them through sophisticated methods, attractive appeals, or an overpowering manner. They do so for another reason. And we'll take a look at that reason in the following verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in the very next podcast episode. I hope that you tune in. That'll be episode 161. And I hope that it also will be a blessing. Take the truth of this to heart. Understand how difficult it is for a non-believer to hear the gospel. Don't be ashamed. Don't back away when they do not listen to you. But understand the difficulty that they face. They're blind to the gospel, and they need God to do something that you and your methods of evangelism cannot accomplish. We'll talk about that in the next episode. God bless you.
This has been another edition of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ enable you to devote your heart and mind to biblical thinking for biblical living. Thank you for listening.